Well, hello again. It's Janine Wiest here with your task for today. It's a relaxing one, and I'm going to walk you through it as quickly as possible so that you have time to get on with your day. It's called circular breathing. I invite you to sit or lie down if you can, and you're going to image the outline of your body. Just that, like if there was a circle around your body. Now, starting at your mouth, I'm going to just tell you what we'll do and then we'll do it. Starting at your mouth, you're going to breathe in, and then as you exhale, imagine your breath tracing a circle around your body, just really skimming your skin. We're going to try it first, making the breath circle come from your mouth and go up the contours of your face, over the top of your head, down your neck and spine, down your legs, around your feet, and then all the way up the front of your body, back up to your mouth. So we're skimming the skin and taking as many breaths as you need to comfortably. It's not a race. And then we'll go the reverse way. We'll skim the breath down the chin, the front of the body, over the toes, all around, up the back of the legs and spine, around the top of the head, back to your mouth. Now, one of these two ways will feel better for you. It will feel easier. Usually people do have a preference. And you're going to just stick with that one way that's easier. And I'm going to invite you to repeat that throughout the challenge whenever you feel you need focus or grounding. Okay, so let's do it one way, and then I'll let you do the other way when you have time, and you can compare how you feel. So you're going to be actually imagining that liner on your skin on the exhale. So here we go. We're going to go up over the back of your head from your mouth. Ready? So we're going to inhale. Just as far as you can go, and then breathe in again. So I've just passed my tailbone now, and I'm going down my legs now. And I've turned the corner. I went down my legs and turned the corner, got up my feet, and now I'm going to be on the other side, the front side of my body. I'm just sharing what my rate is. You might be faster or slower, and there's no right or wrong here. Okay, and I'm back to my mouth. So now I would practice. I happen to know that going up and over is easier for me because I do this quite regularly, and I invite you to make it a practice as well. But try it the other way on your own, that this time you're going to be starting with your mouth and imagining you're making that circle going down your chin and the front of your body and then around and back up. This is actually has a benefit not only of grounding and focusing, but it also relieves pain. So if you find yourself with a headache or a stomach ache or a cramp, you might try circular breathing as well. That's just a little extra bonus tip. I'll see you tomorrow.